from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It was not a bad week at all for at least one Memphian who was competing in the Olympics. Is competing in the Olympics as Seth Ryder helps Team USA win a silver medal in the triathlon race. So U.S. finishes seventh. Not seventh.
Yeah, that was decathlon.
That was decathlon.
Seth got silver. Is not just individual.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yes, this is a team.
Yes,
this is Team USA.
We'll take the silver.
So it's Seth Ryder, Taylor Spivey, Morgan Pearson, and Taylor Nibb. They all finished second, so they won the silver medal. I guess it was today. So that was that was a nice moment for sure. For
y'all gonna have to reconsider your top 25 list, perhaps.
No, I know. Yeah,
now they got a silver medal.
Yeah, very cool.
Harrison, you mentioned he was on your top 25 list. Seventh place finish is best of any American.
Yeah. Yes.
His weakness, the javelin, got him, and he was last in it.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it negated all of the good he had done. Even won his heat, I think, in the was the 100. It negated all the good he had done, the javelin. And so, because he had a chance to bronze, potentially.
Yeah.
And so his javelin throw wasn't great. Obviously, but, dude, I mean, that's two great performances from both of them. Obviously, one, Seth, as part of a team, gets silver. He had competed in the triathlon as individually. I think, what did he finish in the 20s, something like that? And then Harrison Williams in the toughest thing to do. Like the old phrase was, and I heard it. It still applies that you're the best athlete in the world if you win the decathlon.
Yeah,
and so if you're the top American finisher. Yeah. And when he said Memphis, Tennessee, when they said, Harrison Williams from Memphis, Tennessee, as they finished up the run, it gave me goosebumps. And so both of them obviously should walk away proud, although Harrison doesn't medal.
No, that's right.
Two fantastic athletes, obviously.
For Seth Ryder, it was the mixed relay.
There it is.
It was two men, two women. Each member did a 300-meter swim, 7-kilometer bike, and a 1.8-kilometer run.
A lot of mixed stuff.
Yes.
I saw in these Olympics.
Mixed nation.
Mixed swimming, mixed track.
Yeah.
I saw more mixed stuff, I think, than I'd ever seen before. Don't know. Was it always there? No, obviously doubles and tennis and men and women is. But were all the other things always there? Didn't feel like it. I was tuned in. It felt good watching them. Who was it that got us in that? Was it the 4x4? Was it 4x4? 4x4 and mixed relay?
Mm-hmm.
came back and hawked us down the stretch. That was when we had our eyes on gold, but we got hawked down. Was it Hungary or somebody like that? I can't remember.
Netherlands.
Netherlands got us. They were in orange. She walked us down. The track action has been dramatic. And again, apologies to the Netherlands, to the Dutch. Mm-hmm. That would be the Dutch.
Yeah. So
the performance. I see you're glued to track.
Yeah, I don't really.
Once Sha'Carri got second, you got out.
Oh, man. I was ready to tweet it. And I'm like Sha'Carri, smoke them on and off the track. But I did not get a chance to do that, did I? I did not, sadly.
She's put that behind her. But again, you like reveling in controversy.
I don't think it's controversial
at all.
You want
to bring back her past.
I don't think it's controversial. I don't think it has to be. I think it's just, it is what it is, you know? I mean, we talked about it last week, you know?
Shout out to the woman from St. Lucia that beat Sha'Carri.
Yeah. I saw like an interview with Sha'Carri that she did, and her favorite action star, I learned, is Bruce Willis, who is sadly...
It's an interesting pick.
You know, he's very much in declining health, unfortunately. But she said she used to watch Die Hard with her grandma all the time.
I was going to say, how old is she to pick Bruce Willis?
I know, it's like an old soul.
So she's
a little
an old soul.
Yeah, like she's watching with grandma, you know. So I love that. I was like, okay. I thought you would say, like, you know, I don't know who I thought you'd say. She was asked what movie star she believed would be a great athlete, and she said Tom Cruise.
Well, he does all his own stuff.
He does do all his own stuff.
So she is an old soul for that answer.
She's calling up like 90s.
Tom Cruise in his prime, that's probably a pretty good answer just in terms of the shape he had to be in.
Right.
It's an excellent answer from her.
Yes. So we love Sha'Carri here on the show.
She'll be back.
Yeah, she'll be back for
She'll
sure.
be back for L.A.
Yeah, I mean, track is a pretty brutal sport in terms of, like, you know, it's just one race. Like, you're maybe it's two, maybe it's three, maybe you're in multiple events, but that's, you know, like the 100 meter is a great example. You spend 4 years training for this 10-second race.
Right.
I mean, my God, that's brutal, you know, and if you finish 0.12 seconds behind.
Sha'Carri said it feels like a lifetime to her. That's what, like, the commercial.
Right. I get it.
Just only the sense that you put a lifetime worth of work into 10 seconds that we see is very short this year.
It's not even 10 seconds, right? I mean, it's 9.79 in the case of Noah Lyles.
That was the men, yeah.
Yeah. So it's kind of nuts. It's kind of nuts to consider that you spend all this time training. You don't get to adjust mid-game, you know, like a basketball game or anything else like that, right? Like, you get 10 seconds and that's it. If you don't get off the break, if you don't, you know, it's kind of nuts and punishing, I guess, in that way too.
Yeah. I remember one time you said you could beat Riley Ferguson in the 100 or the down
40
the hall
yard dash.
Or some 40.
Yeah.
Some foolish stuff.
Now again, that was,
you know, after you watch real.
Yeah.
And he was an athlete.
He was.
These are the best, but I'm talking about after he's an athlete, you're running, you see how slow you would be, right?
Yeah,
you
understand for sure.
How silly talk that was.
No question.
Okay.
I mean,
at least you've come around.
I never tested it. You know what I'm saying? It'd be interesting to know what I would have run back then. But, highly unlikely. Where is Riley Ferguson? I was wondering that. Like, he just went off the grid.
I'm not sure. I think he went back into the when he was blasting fences.
Mm-hmm.
Blasting fences.
Because you didn't.
Didn't his dad own a business or something? They probably own a business.
Yeah. He's on Instagram. I do see that.
I remember he got out. I want to say we talked about it. Like, he got out of football. He made the decision to get out of football.
Because, I mean, he could have done the UFL thing, right?
I'm sure.
Easily. So he opted not to do that. I'd be interested to know. I'd be interested to catch up with him here someday and see what he's up to. Because, you know, he was a dog, man. He was a dog at the University of Memphis. All right, so I'm looking at his LinkedIn. He works at Lowe's as a talent acquisition partner. He's been doing that since May 2022. So,
is that management?
I don't know. And it says he's in LA now.
That's what I'm saying. He works in partnership with Lowe's or something. Sound maybe.
It says he works at Lowe's Companies Incorporated.
Okay.
Talent acquisition partner.
Yeah.
Again, I don't.
Yeah, it's a corporate HR gig.
I don't. Yeah.
Shout out to
him. He's a hiring manager.
Okay. Yeah. So good for Riley. It's just amazing to me sometimes, like, how, you know, guys that were, you know, that, you know, high profile and were on ESPN and were, you know, beating Ole Miss and stuff like that, like. It just becomes, like, part of the past.
Is it a hot take that he had the best arm out of all of them?
I
Paxton
mean,
included.
Yeah, it'd be a hot take.
No.
He had a better...
Better on than Paxton. Definitely better than Brady and Wimprine and...
Yes. You're talking about, well, like, just in terms
forget
of Wimprine. Sheer
let's,
power.
Let's go this run where we've had Paxton, Riley, Brady, Hennigan. Yeah. Best arm.
Okay.
He had the liveliest arm.
Yeah.
Ferguson.
I mean, probably so.
He started Tennessee, didn't he? He was big time or big timer. He was... Yeah, I want to say Joe Milton throw it that far, but didn't we hear stories? But I know from my eyeballs that dude have a live arm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'd be between him and Paxton.
Right, exactly.
Paxton just missed.
But, yeah, I admire that. He's like, you know what? I've moved on with my life. It's part of the past. And, Lowe's and the University of Memphis have been, you know, I believe, like, they have worked in conjunction before. The CEO is
from Memphis,
yeah,
I believe.
Or yes. Went to the one of the two, one. So... That's what we say, like, you know, Memphis can take care of you, you know, when you come here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's beyond NIL. That's like after your playing careers are, you know, is over, if that's the way you want to go. But, yeah, two Memphians competed over the weekend. Certainly nothing to be ashamed of, right? A seventh place finish in the Olympics, you qualified and you were right there in it. And then Seth Ryder's got a silver medal coming home.
Yeah, shout out to Seth Ryder. That's from your place, Germantown.
That's right,
Germantown's own Seth Ryder.
We're gonna have a water parade, man.
No, and much like Michael Orr, Bear Jones, Thaddeus Young.
Yeah,
Seth gonna have a beef with you guys about your list stuff.
Oh, I don't think so. The list was published prior to his meddling.
He's still a great athlete to be able to go Olympic in the triathlon, both individual and as a team.
Yeah,
you must be. No, several wrote him in afterwards. I saw in some of y'all's back and forth, but they didn't have him obviously top of mind.
Right?
Would he have a case now, having won a silver?
Yeah,
I would think he's got a case. I don't know if it gets him in.
I mean, it's interesting. It's like...
I still would take Harrison's... This is Harrison's seventh place finish by himself in the decathlon over, with all due respect, Ryder, who's on that team. That's a relay on that team winning in the triathlon, getting silver.
No, that's
is that not... Is Harrison's not the more impressive feat?
How many are in the field?
Which one?
In the Harrison's. So seven out of what?
I don't know. I'm out of eight finalists, but a bunch more didn't make the finals. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
I mean, but you're by yourself for 10 events is
yeah.
the point. This
yeah,
is not
no,
three, and he's not part of a team. This is not a relay. So I don't think it's close. I think a seventh place finish is more impressive. We're lauding both.
Right.
But still give me Harrison, who's on your top 25 list, won a national championship at Stanford. Over what Seth has done, I don't think that's a hot take. I think that's fair.
I think
that's right. Seth and seventh in the decathlon is more impressive than silver in a team relay triathlon. Be different if we're talking about silver individual triathlon.
Mm-hmm.
That is my case.
I think it's very controversial. I think what I would say is
not as controversial as you on boxing, women's boxing.
I think what I would tell you is you can sit there and argue about whose performance was more impressive. Give me the medal. That's what I would say. You can say this.
Well, that's what Seth just said.
Yeah.
Well, if he's listening, that's what his family said. I'm not saying one is better than the other. I'm just saying I'll stick with Harrison is the better all-around athlete. You have to be, although swimming is not a part.
Right.
Of decathlon.
It's seven events. But you said you would take seventh over silver because it was individual. Right? That was your ultimate.
No, he finished seventh. It's
right.
10 events.
Right.
Yes. Don't get confused.
Okay, so there's 10 total athletic events, and he finished seventh out of eight in the Olympic Games.
Yeah, eight finalists.
Yeah, eight finalists.
But many more
yeah,
athletes.
Yeah. But I mean.
Don't try to confuse me here.
No, but doesn't the same apply to Seth Ryder? That all those Olympians that didn't qualify for this event.
But it's a team, bro. He had like a third of it.
It is a team.
Read the story. How much of it did he do? He does one leg, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah,
and that's what I'm saying. That's different than doing, 10 by yourself. That 10 events by yourself and finishing as the top American finisher in the world.
Uh-huh.
In an event that's labeled best athlete in the world when you win it.
Ryder led off for the Americans and finished the swim portion in the Dirty River. He finished third. And then he was able...
One portion, do you understand?
And then he was able to get into the front pack of bikers and maintain... This is from David Boyd at the Daily Memphian. He was able to get into the front pack of bikers and maintain contact with the leaders during the 1 mile. He was in 10th place, 16 seconds off the lead, when he tagged Taylor Spivey, who completed the second leg for Team USA.
See, Harrison didn't have anybody to tag, brother.
That's right.
You understand?
It does hurt Seth that he was in 10th when he tagged his partner. He was in 10th. I mean, he kind of got carried, it sounds like. Right? I mean, if you're 10th.
You're starting to come around. Because I think the first part of you coming around was you thought decathlon was 7 events. You understand now it's 10. It's more than 7. 10, impressive. That's 10 events you got to do by yourself over a couple of day period.
Right.
You will wear yourself out. The only thing you don't do is swimming. And I would understand anybody that wants to tell me how tough swimming is, I know. And so don't get me wrong here. I'm not putting Seth here. I'm not poo-pooing on his accomplishments. Seth had a team.
Right.
A team that finished silver.
Yeah, no, that's true. And I'll give you that.
Harrison did 10 events by himself, has strengths, has weaknesses. You have to do distance runs, sprints, javelin throws, everything. He set personal bests in some. Javelin got him.
Yeah.
It's his weakness. Still top American finisher in the world in the event. Everybody says, this is the best athlete in the world. Your man, Bruce Jenner, used to win this.
Yeah.
Now, watch it.
Well, I mean, he's not a man. Or is he a man? He's not. He's different.
Came back around, did we, Brad?
No, I'm saying.
Full circle, didn't we? Isn't that amazing?
That's Caitlyn Jenner.
I said Bruce Jenner won.
But that's, again.
Caitlyn won?
Review.
That man did the volleyball or the tennis review?
That's all the
box.
We need to review.
How come we don't use that?
Yeah.
How did we get back here? Dwayne Wade.
Don't know. Taylor Nibb is the MVP. That's who really got it home for the mixed relay. She used her superior bike skills to take the lead heading into the final mile run. So she was the beast of the group. But again,
they are all beasts.
They're all beasts. You're right.
To medal in the Olympics in a triathlon or any multiple event.
But that's the way it goes in a relay. Somebody has to carry. Somebody has to be the one, unless you just, you know, get out to a huge lead, maintain the lead, and that's the way it goes. You know what I'm saying? But, like, in this case, it sounds like they made up ground thanks to Taylor Knibb or Nibb, whichever one.
Man, shout out Memphis athletes.
Yeah.
And the Olympics.
Yeah, hopefully 2028 we'll have a Grizzly getting a medal. That'll be big. That'll be big time. We've never had a Memphis Grizzly get an Olympic gold medal, bro.
Get something for us first.
Yeah, I'd like that too.
Take care of business at home first.
Feels like
the rest will take care of itself, Ja.
I mean, do you think
you and Mike always working for Ja?
Do you think if Calvin trained and really committed to it, he could win a gold medal in the 100?
No,
he's too small.
No, I don't think it has anything to do with his size.
Well, those guys are pretty big. They have
some of them. Yeah,
super long strides.
The Jamaican dude was bigger than most.
Yeah, he was huge.
Looked like a running back.
Usain Bolt is huge.
Usain tall and big. I guess they have gotten bigger sprinters. Yeah. But our boy Lyles is not a big man.
No, he's not super big. No,
no, he's not.
He's in great shape, but he's not like he doesn't have like these super. He doesn't have these Superman balance.
I don't know. Calvin was awfully fast. I at one point thought might be Olympic, but. You know, that's a different level of speed.
Gotcha.
You know, there are Pittsburgh Steelers who say he's the fastest guy they've ever seen. So don't get us wrong here. Like, Calvin was winning state titles in the 100. He's fast. I don't know that he was. If you're Olympic fast, don't you go ahead and go that route, especially as small as he was. I know he had a love for football, and that came, you know, that's why he's a Pittsburgh Steeler. That mm-hmm. man's all about the desire. And you overcome a small frame.
Yeah.
But if he was Olympic. Right, don't you think you pursue the Olympic track?
Yeah, that's probably true.
Track career.
Yeah.
Now, he was fast, though.
Yep. I don't know. It's just interesting, like, you know, if the focus is somewhere, you know, what it would look like. Anyway, yeah, fun weekend in the Olympics. And a good weekend for a Memphian with the silver medal. We'll come back. Lots more to come with the rundown. Jason and John, Arty Tarn FM, ESPN.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.